From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Radio Inc. Magazine, welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. My name is Adam Jacobson, and good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, whenever you are. It's great to have you here to learn a little bit more about the power of Hispanic radio. Lotus Communications President Jim Kalmanson is widely known across the West Coast of the U.S. as the leader of a family-run business with a diverse portfolio of radio stations. That includes classic rock and active rock FMs in Tucson, a classic rocker in Las Vegas, and a Farsi language format targeting Persians across Southern California. However, it's Lotus's Spanish-language radio stations and their performance that led Mr. Kalmanson to receive the 2018 Medallas de Cortez Award as Broadcaster of the Year at the recent Hispanic Radio Conference in Miami. Lotus's stations across the West include ESPN Deportes Radio affiliate KWKW, AM 1330 in Los Angeles, and the legendary KFWB, which is today La Mera Mera, airing a ranchera-style classic Mexican pop format, if you will. Welcome to the Hispanic Radio Podcast. Jim, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Adam. Great. Nice to be with you today. Nice to be able to have a conversation about our fun industry.
It's amazing that the Hispanic radio community has gravitated to your radio stations in both Spanish and English. It's one of the few companies out there where you have a great mix of stations in both languages. You have very interesting touch points. I want to really focus on what makes the Spanish language radio stations in Lotus such a vibrant part of the company's offerings to audiences and advertisers.
Well, of course, we're pretty West Coast centric. We're essentially California, Nevada, Arizona. It's not too complicated looking at the demographics of that area. Our region, it's heavily Hispanic, and we like having a diverse portfolio for multiple reasons. One, of course, you know, there's advertisers of all types and advertisers of there's places for English and Spanish. On another note, I will tell you there are business cycles sometimes when English is doing very well and very hot, and Spanish is not, and vice versa. So it's great to have a good balance. But Spanish radio obviously is at the core of our company because, you know, my father started Spanish radio here, or started the company with Spanish radio in 1962, acquiring KWKW.
That is remarkable. I mean, we're talking more than 50 years in Spanish language radio. What over the years has continued to drive revenue in terms of bringing in new advertisers or having repeat advertisers? Is there one thing that really kind of sticks out as, wow, you know, this advertiser gets it?
Yeah, there's a simple answer to that question. And it's, I mean, what has driven it's, well, actually, it's not so simple. It changes over the years. For a period, just the natural growth of the Hispanic market and all the attention drove it organically. And, you know, one advertiser seemed to follow another. But after a while, the industry becomes a little bit more mature and it takes a little more. But ultimately, what has grown the growth, and what is most important, not just in Spanish, but English as well, or any language in radio, is the quality of the advertising, the commercials that, and the results, the consequential results. But, you know, everybody's marketing and advertising to hopefully grow their business. And when they feel a little traction, it breeds more activity. But results and, you know, the essential focus, I think, of any local radio group has to be on what can be done to improve results or get the best results for their advertiser. And it starts with attention to the commercial. I don't know if this is core to your question, but if there's something over the years I've really tried to reverse culturally in any radio station, has been the urge to try to get somebody to start their advertising. In other words, the big question that an account executive seems to want to get get to in a conversation with an advertiser is, when do we start? And I kind of feel that that's the wrong way to look at it. We like to look at the advertiser and say, I'm going to tell you something. We don't want you to start until everybody in this room agrees that we have a great commercial and people will respond to it. Because you get so much more out of a good commercial than you get out of any modest ratings growth.
That's a remarkable response to the question, because I don't think a lot of advertisers or a lot of radio station general sales managers think in this manner. But you do bring up a very important part of the equation of radio station success. That is good content, not only in the music programming, not only in what the spoken word programming is, but also in the advertising and promotional content. And that kind of gets forgotten sometimes. We're so anxious to get that sale that, hey, in 6 hours, you could have some guy screaming at the top of his lungs about some, you know, banda regional concierto del verano, you know, is screaming his head off. And oh my God, it could sound really irritating. While the message might be on target, the delivery is not.
Yeah. Screaming probably only works best with concerts, by the way. but the local furniture store, you know, that doesn't always fly. Yeah.
So, you know, you have some great radio stations. When I'm in Las Vegas, I listen to The Point. When I'm in Arizona, I tune to 96.1 KLPX. These are very rock and roll radio stations. But hey, let's not forget that Hispanics might enjoy these music just as well as the total market listener. So are these stations kind of combined with the Spanish language radio stations when going after an advertiser to say, you know, just like the television groups are doing, we have a total market opportunity for your advertising message? Or is that something that isn't really being done in the Hispanic stations or the Hispanic stations?
Well, when an advertiser, when their product mix is logical for, you know, rock radio as well as another station in our building, like regional Mexican, we address them separately, how to do a good job with both markets because the strategies are different. We do not, however, Adam, I think your question is, we don't go in and just bundle things because we have them. Although I think we're all aware that the rock stations and the English stations reach a fair number of Latinos in the market. It's a real interesting question because that thinking has, in many cases, made advertisers feel comfortable with their reach into the Latino market when we present or when anyone presents the Hispanic composition of an English radio station. But ultimately, that Hispanic dominant listener who loves and spends most of his time, you know, listening to Spanish, is often not well reached through the English stations. It's kind of it's a different target and it requires a different strategy.
So they may certainly like their AC/DC, but you know what? When it comes to really getting that message across in the right environment, contextually, culturally relevant advertising works in Spanish language radio. And I think that your stations have really kind of demonstrated this. So without any further thoughts, I'd like to thank you, Jim, for taking time out today to talk with us at this Hispanic Radio Podcast.
My pleasure. And if I can throw in one last remark on results, if we have another 30, do we?
Yes, we do. Go ahead. I know where this is going, Jim.
You don't. I won't.
Okay.
I won't bother you with the ratings. I'm going to give you one other thing on the big point of results. One of the failures, because we don't always get results, as you know, it's a game. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. One of the things that has contributed to some of the failure is the propensity in network radio. Local Spanish radio is powerful, using the DJs, connecting locally, integration. And the problem that I see where a lot of failure is occurring in network, it's not that it's network, it's that when they buy network, they buy 5 to 10 spots a week, or because they're covering such a grand area and they're thinking about reach. But we all know from the first thing we learned in radio is you got to get in there and get your message heard. And so a lot of what isn't working in my mind in Spanish radio, it's not that network radio isn't great. It's wonderful, but it's bought very, very, very light. And it just doesn't do the job that you can do with local DJs, et cetera. Sorry for throwing my own question in there.
No, I appreciate it. And it's a great place to wrap up this conversation. So, Jim, thank you again. Great conversation. And I look forward to seeing you in Los Angeles. That is where I will be over the next couple of tapings for the Hispanic Radio Podcast, attending the Culture Marketing Council 2018 annual conference, June 4th through the 6th, Lowe's Hotel, Hollywood and Highland in Los Angeles. So this is Copyright 2018 Streamline Publishing. Thanks to our guest, Jim Palmanson. Have a great day.